Support for this North Bay Report comes from SolarWorks, Sonoma County's full-service solar installer, online at solarworksca.com, and from the informed members of krcb.org.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It began with just two islands, the small humps of land known as the Marin Islands in San Rafael Bay. James Martin was photographing them for the Trust of Public Land, and he got the idea of documenting all of the islands throughout San Francisco Bay. More than a dozen years later, that document is complete in the form of a hardbound coffee table book called simply The Islands of San Francisco Bay. Partnering with designer Michael Lee, Martin says they wound up featuring 48 separate isles, although some of them are little more than outcroppings of rock.
For example, the Castor Rocks, which are at the east end of the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, are legal islands. They're a good place for the seals to pull out. And there's places like Belvedere Island, which isn't really an island anymore. So I picked islands that were true islands and that they were significant more than just a rock somewhere.
The theme of the book is history and ecology, so each of the islands, especially the smaller ones, we included them because they are, in fact, surrounded by water, and they all have something unique about them in terms of history and ecology.
That's Michael Lee, who adds that a major focus of their book is on the ecological differences among the various islands.
The birds that you'd find in the North Bay are definitely different than you'd find on Red Rock, which is right near the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. And then down into the South Bay, when you get into Alameda, Arrowhead Marsh, the birds, the types of things you're going to find there are definitely different.
But the histories they were able to trace for each of the islands are even more varied. Many of them are too small to have ever been inhabited, while countless people have walked or lived on Angel and Treasure Islands, or for that matter, Alcatraz. And Martin notes, three other islands are now home to ghost towns.
The most interesting one is Drawbridge down in the South Bay, just north of Alviso. And there's 25 buildings still left there, sinking into the mud. But in the heyday of the 20s, there was 500 people lived there, and they had hotels and brothels in the town, and it really was the Wild West town of the Bay Area.
But his favorite among the 48 Bay Islands, Martin says, is a small one with a unique combination of geology and history.
I read something somewhere that there was an island called Brooks. So I went to Google Earth to find where it was, and there it was, right off of the Richmond Marina. It's the only island besides Angel Island that has a natural spring on the island that runs year-round. And the island itself is too small to capture its own water. So that fresh water is coming from the East Bay Hills under the salt water of the bay and coming up on the island. And therefore, the shell mound, the Indian shell mound that's there, people lived there continuously for 3,000 years because they had fresh water.
As for Lee, his favorite island is the largest in the bay, Angel Island, for a very different set of reasons.
There's a lot of history there, and I like that, but it's so easy to get there. It's a good place to go find some respite, but still be close to the city, close enough to where you can actually see and photograph it.
Many readers may be surprised to learn that the greatest concentration of islands, 12, are here in the North Bay. The most are low-lying fields surrounded by channels, levees, or slow-moving streams over near Mare Island. The Islands of San Francisco Bay is available from local independent booksellers or online at islandsofsfbay.com. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.